as airstrikes continue against military targets in Afghanistan. Today, officials in Washington admitted that three U.S. bombs went astray over the weekend. They hit civilian areas in two parts of the country, including what the Pentagon describes as a senior citizens facility. NPR's David Molpes reports from the Pentagon.
Just yesterday, the Secretary of Defense told reporters he was almost certain the U.S. bombs had not hit a hospital in the western Afghan city of Herat. The Taliban claims 100 people were killed in the incident. A United Nations report earlier today indicated a military hospital was hit, but had no word on casualties. However, the Defense Secretary's spokesperson, Victoria Clark, today again denied a hospital was hit, but says a home for the elderly was damaged during attacks on military targets in Herat.
At 9:05 a.m. on Sunday, a U.S. Navy FA-18 Hornet missed its intended target and inadvertently dropped a 1,000-pound bomb in an open field, an open area near a senior citizen's home outside Herat, Afghanistan. The intended target was a vehicle storage building at the Herat Army Barracks, approximately 300 feet from the facility.
Clark said preliminary indications are that the bomb's guidance system malfunctioned. She said the U.S. has no information on how many people may have been killed or injured in the mishap. In a separate U.S. misfire northwest of the capital city of Kabul, two 500-pound bombs landed in a residential area. They exploded one half mile away from their intended targets. No further details were given. The Pentagon also disclosed today that two U.S. helicopters came under fire in Pakistan Saturday while retrieving the Black Hawk helicopter that crashed accidentally during special operations on Friday. Two Rangers were killed in the Black Hawk crash. The recovery choppers loaded the wreckage into a canvas sling and were ferrying it to another location when they stopped at a Pakistani airfield to refuel. Rear Admiral John Steffelbeam says they immediately encountered small arms fire.
There was some confusion, apparently a lot of confusion on the ground. We don't know where the firing, or I should say we don't know who was firing on our forces. We returned fire to stop it. The mission commander called an abort to the mission, which was to refuel, and just collected everybody out and left.
And there was one more bit of detail from last week's special operations mission. The Taliban have been displaying helicopter wheels and landing gear, remains, they say, of a helicopter they shot down. The U.S. flatly denies this. Admiral Steffelbeam says the wheels came off a large troop-carrying helicopter as it flew low and fast on its way out of Afghanistan.
In this case, it would seem evident that this particular H-47 clipped a wall or something on his left and it knocked off a wheel. It did not knock the aircraft down. The aircraft and all of these soldiers were safely lifted out.
There are reports today from British news media that more of their forces are preparing for ground action in Afghanistan, up to 1,000. Britain's defense minister says that decision hasn't been made yet. He said it remains an option. Pentagon officials had little to say on the subject. However, officials do say that all known al-Qaeda terrorist training fields have been destroyed, but there could be others still undiscovered. David Malpas, NPR News, The Pentagon.